Nolte, Biden fail minus 64% still concerned about the coronavirus. By John Nolte on September 8, 2021. His fraudulency, Joe Biden's breathtaking failure to keep his promise to manage the coronavirus, is more than apparent in the latest polling that shows nearly two-thirds of Americans, a full 64%, are still concerned about the pandemic. How concerned are you personally about the coronavirus threat? Rasmussen Reports asked 1,000 American adults. A full 37% said very concerned, and 27% said somewhat concerned. Only 22% said they are not very concerned, and a mere 11% said they are not at all concerned. Along racial lines, 63% of whites are concerned compared to 76% of blacks. Likewise, a full 53% of Republicans are concerned, compared to a whopping 78% of Democrats. So much for Slow Joe helping us turn the coronavirus corner. Let me just say that I fall in the 22% who are not very concerned. Since my wife and I got vaccinated, we consider the pandemic over, at least for us. And the more time that passes and we see the ridiculously low number of breakthrough hospitalizations and deaths, even as overall coronavirus deaths increase, the better we feel about being vaccinated and the less concerned we are. It's terrible that people are still dying of the coronavirus, but the truth is that almost all of those are unvaccinated. And I am not some monster who points and laughs when the unvaccinated die. Instead, my heart breaks for those people and for their loved ones, especially when a simple shot or two would have prevented so many of those deaths. But even with the vaccine out there, when you have 64% concerned about a pandemic, this is not good, especially for the economic recovery we were all hoping for. You know, the economic recovery that boomed under Trump but has now faltered under Biden. And not just due to his criminal mishandling of the coronavirus, but also his criminal mishandling of the economy with all his inflationary spending. As far as the China flu, though, concern over it will almost definitely hamper commerce, especially travel, and that's bad news for all of us. Regardless, it is a failure that lands solely at the feet of Joe Biden, who couldn't even sell a free miracle vaccine during a pandemic that's killed over 600,000 Americans. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.